Can you talk about what we know about risk factors, what we know about the effect of oral contraceptives, and also what's happening in terms of vaccines?
We know that the primary risk factor is really the family history of the disease. And particularly the biggest risk factor is patients who have mutations of BRCA1 or BRCA2, and they're part of the breast ovarian cancer syndrome. And the lifetime risk for ovarian cancer in a general population is 1 in 70. But those patients who carry those mutations, again, depending on which specific mutation they have, their lifetime risk of developing ovarian cancer may be as high as 60%. The approach to the patients who are BRCA1 positive or BRCA2 positive is really the current approach is to recommend a prophylactic oophorectomy in those group of patients after they have finished childbearing and usually around 35 years of age. That prophylactic oophorectomy will decrease their risk of ovarian cancer. They still have a risk of developing a peritoneal disease, which mimics ovarian cancer, and it also decreases the risk of breast cancer. So prophylactic oophorectomy is an important part of management of patients with hereditary ovarian cancer. There are some interesting new drugs that are being developed for this group of patients. BRCA1 and 2 are involved in DNA repair, and when patients who have a BRCA1 or 2 mutation, they have one allele, of course, that is still functioning, and so they can still deal with damage to the DNA. But in the tumors, when there's no real functioning of one or two or both alleles, those patients, that's where the tumor develops. And there are drugs which inhibit some other repair mechanisms, which sometimes the cells use, so they have no repair at all with drugs called PARP inhibitors, P-A-R-P inhibitors. These drugs may be quite active, and phase 1 studies are in progress, and phase 2 studies in patients who have disease that is BRCA1 or BRCA2 positive. Initial results are encouraging. So we may have something that specifically treats those patients, and this type of a drug ultimately may also prove to be a good prevention strategy for BRCA1 and BRCA2 carriers. But for the general population who are just at average risk, there are some risk factors. Again, having children, being on oral contraceptives decreases your risk. Having children decreases your risk, and anything that decreases your ovulatory cycles, the number of ovulatory cycles, will decrease your risk. And that's where oral contraceptives either decrease the ovulatory cycles or the progestational part of the oral contraceptive may induce apoptosis in some of the epithelial cells, which are on the verge of perhaps transforming. So there's a couple of mechanisms how oral contraceptive pills may decrease risk.